Let's right now do the email of the day.
All right.
Plausy, pretty good batch. Yes, no. He says.
Without Jim, it's all different.
He says, meh. Morning, B team. Yesterday, whilst walking my dog in Tillis Park. I actually did that yesterday in Tillis Park. Seriously. Like a boss, I overheard.
Humble brag?
No, I'm just saying. This person said they walked their dog in Tillis Park.
And you did too?
I also did that.
Okay.
Yesterday, whilst walking my dog in Tillis Park, like a boss, I overheard some guy wearing a Callaway polo shirt and TaylorMade visor say the following. No, ma'am, I was not taking a video of your feet. I just came to this park to catch Pokemon. As they hauled him away, I could hear him telling the police that his affinity for feet was so mild that it was hardly worth mentioning, and that it was strictly for the benefit of the listeners. Happy birthday to the Dogtown Astro Van. That's from the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
That's a good email.
That was good.
Hey, guys, I was honored to be able to help out my favorite ball club, the Cards, this past weekend. I threw my name in the hat to help out with the bee situation at Miller Park Sattersbat. I suppose they picked me due to my extensive apian experience. Is that a word for bees? Apian?
I don't know. How do you spell that, Joe?
A-P-I-A-N.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means. Hopefully it's not.
Google it, Seymour.
A vulgar term. Or the fact that I was only asking for gas money in a case of Schlitz for payment. I also had a St. Louis connection. I once had to carefully pull my stinger out of broadcaster Doug Vaughn's bum.
Ooh.
Peace, Bert Blylevin's beekeeper.
Didn't like it.
B-B-B.
Bert Blylevin's beekeeper.
Dougie, I have Dish Network, and they have removed the Two Fox from my programming. This is not allowing me to watch the All-Star game. Could you please do a live shot outside the stadium so I know what's going on? Thanks, Boo, the burglar.
I could probably do that.
Call
the
Dish.
Burglar.
All you people, call Dish and say, we want the Two Fox.
They took you right
we
off there, did they?
We want the Two Fox.
We need our
it's
Charlie.
It's important.
I don't think you need it.
Oh, really?
You'd be fine without
the Cardinals, think about this.
You'd
what if the Cardinals were in the World Series on Fox, and all the people with Dish could not watch the Cardinals in the World Series?
You'll get charter cable.
There'd be
cable.
5 million phone calls.
Get charter cable.
That would be a problem. That would be a problem.
Call and complain. Call and complain.
You don't need two.
Whilst memorized by Jay Jr.'s Aqua Velva in that golf cart, his words inspired me. Here you sit, thinking. Well, Injun Joe is not a thinker. Injun Joe is a texter. You don't need to think. You need to text. You need to grab a hold of Doug, and you need to wrestle him down to the ground like a demon cobra. And you to spoon him like a skeleton horse through the gates of hell. You know why? Because a man takes what he wants. He takes it all. And you're a man, aren't you? Aren't you? That's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Morning, guys. I would just like to go on record stating that I am in Timberfake's corner in this Timberfake Indiana Jeff fight. To the best of my knowledge, Indiana Jeff isn't even a play baby at all, much less the number one play baby. To all the haters who say, well, he stole Indiana Jeff's girlfriend, I say erroneous. We all know the rule. If you are in different states, it's not cheating. That's why the cat's a reporter for the Cardinals, so he can travel to every major league city to have hot, guilt-free... I'm not going to say that. Yeah, I'm not going to say that. Okay. That's the hipster of Tower Grove South.
No, it wasn't a bad email.
Let me ask you, just because, you know, I got to work sometimes. Tony, did she date Jeff? I've missed all this. Can somebody help me?
She dated Jeff previously, and then now they've come back around.
Jeff.
Jeff New York.
Okay.
And Timberfake was completely smitten and in love, and she left him.
Sorry, we got to go quick because Hoffman, he's
we got to get Frank.
He's leering over us. Two more emails. Angry Inches. You all acted so naive about hookup sites in hour one. Yet I met each of you on a hookup site. I met Jay on TigersWood.com. I met Charlie on iHeartLydiaMossBradley.com. I met Plowsy on TwinkishCuck.com. I met Doug on WrinklyOldSack.com.
Yeah.
The gig is up, boys. That's from... I'm not saying that.
Don't say
the
it.
The first name is Dixon.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
Dixon,
just, you've been suspended. You've been suspended
that.
A period of 2 days.
I liked it.
Your name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
Final email. We've got to go quick. True TMA Stories, Episode 6. Doug stood proud at the altar in his beautiful flowing Lillian West wedding gown. Victor stood tall next to him shirtless with a bolo tie and a cute Mexican flag boy short. Doug's family was furious that their patriarch was remarrying. They knew Victor was only marrying Doug for his life insurance and tremendous wealth. Oh, and that delicious apple bottom. Does anyone have any reason these two should not be wed? Said the shaman. Lady Journalism stood up and screamed, Doug, no! Victor's only marrying you for your insane amounts of cash. Oh, that and your incredible rump, of course. Doug turned his withered old body towards the crowd.
Okay, that's enough.
Why?
Who was it, Chuck?
There was nothing wrong with that.
That's enough.
That was from Cucky McCann.
Cucky McCann.
We gotta go.
Suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name is going into the Wellens
Doug
suspension. I'll go for the Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
I agree. That's what I was gonna say as well. Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel. winner, winner, chicken dinner, you win the pizza.